The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled Essence Contributors. First, Brittany Oliver, a writer and content strategist based in Nashville, uses her platform Lemons to Lemonade to help young professionals turn career obstacles around. The proud Howard grad, who in 2019 was listed by Forbes as one of the 9 Black women leaders dedicated to empowering others, penned Face Your Financial Fears for Good and What Entrepreneurs Know Now. Her mixers in New York City, LA, Chicago, and Atlanta have brought more than 2,000 creatives together to focus on living a life of purpose. Next, Nia Lawrence, creative director for editorial content, is the award-winning artist responsible for the creative look behind our covers. She admits that things have gotten real spicy since the pandemic. We are learning how to adjust to producing remote shoots, paring down sets, and attending shoots via Zoom. Known for her clean, elegant design and art direction, Lawrence is a strong conceptual thinker with outstanding visual strategy and leadership skills. She started her career 18 years ago as an assistant art director at Real Simple, and her work has graced the pages of Women's Health, Latina Red Book, Suede, and Martha Stewart Living magazines, among others. Matanya Z. Webb is an Essence alum who assisted EIC Emeritus Susan L. Taylor back in 2006, and more recently served as a lifestyle director. During her tenure, she shaped global travel coverage and created a home decor series featuring Black interior design enthusiasts. In Deeply Rooted, she takes us to a West Oakland plant nursery that has become a refuge for Black folks. These days, she works with companies to develop and scale transformative content. The avid traveler and mom has visited over 50 countries, has lived in England, Costa Rica, and Belize, and now calls Brooklyn home. Regina R. Robertson, an award-winning author and journalist, is a self-avowed dreamer. As a longtime contributor, editor for Essence, she writes cover and pop culture stories and also represents the brand as host and moderator for special events. In 2017, she edited her first book, He Never Came Home, interviews, stories, and essays from daughters on life without their fathers, which includes a foreword by Joy Reid. The Los Angeles-based scriptwriter and Queens, New York native was beyond excited to interview the cast of Coming to America for the Fresh Princes of Zamunda, as the franchise has long held a special place in her heart. Kimberly Wilson is honored to have connected with OBGYN Lisa McLeod, D.O., for What to Know About PCOS. The informative piece focuses on polycystic ovary syndrome, the hormonal disorder that often goes misdiagnosed and undertreated, particularly in communities of color. Wilson, currently a contributing editor for Essence, is also the founder of HUED, a health care engagement solution connecting Black and Latinx patients to culturally competent healthcare providers. The next article is titled Full Circle. Andra Day gets the opportunity of a lifetime portraying her icon, Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday's music enthralls us like no other. It's why, more than 60 years after her death, the jazz diva's voice is still being celebrated on stage and screen. Oscar-nominated director Lee Daniels reframes her prolific life in The United States versus Billie Holiday. The biopic stars Grammy-nominated singer Andra Day, and arguably who better to play the role since the Rise Up singer's electric style has been compared to Holiday's since her 2015 debut. Portraying one of her musical influences is a dream fulfilled. To step into these gorgeous gowns, to get this hair together, to get this flower like honey, you can't help but feel a little bit like a queen of that time, says Day, who connected with embodying Holiday's independent style. The wardrobe for the production mirrored the artist's most iconic fashion moments. Stylist Paolo Naidu spearheaded the costumes, tapping the luxury line Prada for 9 standout looks. While the glamour of the 40s and 50s will surely pull audiences in, the United States versus Billie Holiday magnifies the grit in Holiday's music and how her political awareness brought constant scrutiny from the government after her 1939 performance of Strange Fruit. Holiday, then 24 years old, would be under intense investigation by the Federal Bureau of Narcotics until her 1959 death of a drug and alcohol addiction. In 1999, Time heralded Strange Fruit as the song of the century. She was a human being with problems, said director Daniels, and yet she was a civil rights leader and a woman, and I think that she was a badass and needs to be honored. Day speaks about playing Holiday and why it's time for people to know of her social justice impact. Essence asks the question, thankfully, you finished the movie before the pandemic, but has the global crisis impacted the project? Andra Day responded, we literally finished everything in the can on December 9th, 2019. We went right from filming something so crazy with such a sense of urgency and pain, but victory as well, right into a pandemic. It just feels like your equilibrium, like the sobriety of your thoughts, is really being compromised. When they were looking to release it, I heard a few different dates. First, it was spring of 2020. Then it was October 2020, and then the latest, obviously, was February. The filming didn't have to be pushed back, but the release, because of COVID-19, definitely was postponed a couple of times. It has been an adjustment. Essence asks the question, what did it mean to you to play Billie Holiday? Andra Day replied, it was a huge honor, and they hear me say this all the time, but I do love her so, so much. There is no one funnier to me. There's no one more charismatic and up and down and all over the place. Like, I enjoy her as a person so much, not just the music, but just every interview in every gesture. So being able to play her was such a blessing, and a really transformative experience, but it also was a heavy burden to carry to want to honor her legacy and to do it well. She lived a hard life, but a beautiful life, and there was huge hesitation on my part because I am a singer, not an actress. Essence also asked, what was it like prepping for your first acting role? Miss Day responded, Lee Daniels believed in me enough to do it. He was nervous, but he connected me with Tasha Smith, who was just obviously a wonderful actress and acting coach. And Tom Jones was my dialect coach. I mean, I credit a lot of people for helping me bring Billie Holiday to life. There were 20 different people all on set trying to make me look great. The next question Essence gave was, when did you begin to feel comfortable with the role? Day responded, I don't even know that I could fully say I adjusted to it. Everybody's like, when did your nerves go away? And I'm like, my nerves would settle sometimes, but I never really got comfortable. I was nervous. I was terrified. I was intimidated. You know, everyone on set was high caliber, such talented people, but I definitely know something. This project was meant to be. Essence asked, how was it recreating all these glamorous beauty and style moments? Day replied, I wear my hair in a certain type of bun 'cause that's how she wore it. I put flowers of all kinds in my hair for everything, but to actually recreate and then step onto a set as her, woo, I think it's just haunting. It's difficult to put it into words, but it was amazing. Before I got to set, my hair had grown long. It was right at the top of my butt, so we had to cut every inch of that off. I was happy to do it for her and for that character and for the movie. And then I also lost a ton of weight. We could be really innovative with these looks too, which was so exciting. It was just so much fun. Essence asked, what are you hoping audiences will learn about Billie Holiday's life? Day responded, I am hoping that viewers understand that Billie herself was a hero, and that she sacrificed so much to help us to get to where we are now. We still have a lot of fighting to do, but she sacrificed her life. She was not just an amazing artist and a tragic drug addict. She was the godmother of civil rights. The next article is titled Poetic Justice, Judas and the Black Messiah. Director Shaka King brings the compelling story of slain Black Panther leader Fred Hampton to the screen. With Judas and the Black Messiah, co-writer and director Shaka King, People of Earth High Maintenance, and his cast and crew have become definite Oscar contenders. The new film, which made its world premiere at the 2021 Sundance Film Festival and hit theaters and HBO Max simultaneously on February 12th, stars Danielle as Fred Hampton, the charismatic Illinois chairman of the Black Panther Party. It tells the story surrounding Hampton's betrayal and subsequent assassination in 1969, based on intel by FBI informant William O'Neill, played by Lakeith Stanfield. The life of the revolutionary activist whose swift rise to prominence was cut short at age 21 has had all the makings of a biopic for more than 50 years, yet the story languished until Kenny and Keith Lucas, the popular twin comedy duo, pitched the idea of a Fred Hampton film to King. Ryan Coogler, known for his careful character exploration on screen, came on board as a producer, as did Marco, multimedia company founder and CEO Charles D. King. Filled with dramatic highs and blazing tragedy, Hampton's story is tailor-made for the big screen. The players involved combine their talents to make Judas and the Black Messiah required viewing during this turbulent time in America. Originally titled Jesus Was My Homeboy, King's project has all the ingredients to be a leading vote-getter for the Oscars. It has also has enough explosiveness in style and substance to rally support in most of the major categories, including for Best Picture, Actor, Director, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, and Original Screenplay. Casting as Hampton caused some questions when the trailer for the film was first released, but in the role, he becomes a visual and spiritual vessel for the slain civil rights leader. The British star has brilliantly tackled issues of race in the majority of his previous works, including Get Out, Black Panther, Widows, and Queen and Slim. But in Judas, he captures our attention with an emotional delivery and fiery portrayal of Hampton, channeling strength from the struggle, particularly in his I Am a Revolutionary speech leading into the third act. Stanfield, the photograph, Get Out, also delivers a complex and controversial look at the man who manipulated both his comrades and his handler, Special Agent Roy Mitchell. The cat and mouse game that plays out between Kay and Stanfield is made even more intense when Hampton finds love and respite with the former Deborah Johnson, played by the indomitable Dominique Fishback. Given the dramatic shadings that Kay and company bring to their respective roles, Judas and the Black Messiah stands out as unconventional yet impactful, following in the wake of the series like Lovecraft Country and Watchmen in re-educating America on the nation's past sins and exploring how they persist to this day in new and devastating ways. In an era when our youth are once again leading the fight for justice and equality, the film delivers a powerful message about the need to protect our would-be messiahs by any means necessary. The next article is titled Dynamic Duos. Three can be a crowd, but two is the perfect number when it comes to the creative magic these pairs make together. Military brats Janika and Jessica James developed a love for television as children, but it was the profile of living single creator Yvette Lee Bowser in Essence's December 1994 issue that gave the twins a peek into the behind-the-scenes production world, showing them that a Black woman could run the show. After both sisters graduated from the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications, Janika went on to grad school and then interned for Bowser on Half and Half, while Jessica worked as a production associate at ABC. The sisters worked on different television productions for years, paying their dues. In 2015, they combined their creative talents for the first time as writers and then as supervising producers on Fox's hit series Empire. Currently, they serve as co-executive producers on HBO Max's Gossip Girl reboot. They are also developing a pilot for USA Network alongside singer and Oscar-nominated actress Mary J. Blige, Brittany Chai Coney, and Denicia Blue June Andrews are OGs when it comes to the new normal of remote working. The two were introduced through a rapper years ago and soon began making music together virtually. A year after they met, Chai told Blue that if she quit her job and moved to Atlanta, where she resided, they would be huge in the music industry. And time has proven she was right. Now known as Nova Wave, Nova refers to an exploding star whose luminosity increases astronomically, and Wave is a reference to the music file name. The Grammy-nominated songwriting and production team has created tracks and even co-written songs for Beyoncé, Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Sauti, Teyana Taylor, and more, within an industry where it's said that less than 1% of music producers are Black women. They recently co-wrote the Juneteenth anthem, Black Parade, and other songs on the groundbreaking visual album, Black is King. At the end of the day, I think that we are two stars, Chai says. We are working together, and eventually, we are going to create something just never seen before. Keith and Kenny Lucas. Keith and Kenny Lucas continue to rise as two of the most maverick voices on the entertainment scene. The Newark, New Jersey-born identical twins dropped out of law school during the final week of their third year to pursue comedy full-time. Since then, they have not so quietly placed their fingerprints all over the comedy scene. With their Netflix special, Lucas Bros on Drugs, the animated series Lucas Bros Moving Company on Hulu and on the big screen, where they appeared in the cop action flick 22 Jump Street. Their brand of deadpan humor is expertly deployed to critique economic and racial inequality in America. And with their latest project, Judas and the Black Messiah, the actor-producer pair debuted their impressive feature screenwriting skills in a completely different genre. The drama, based on the life of Fred Hampton, stars Daniel Kaye as the former deputy chairman of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party, and Dominique Fishback as his fiancée, Deborah Johnson. The next article is titled Literary Leaps, The Son of Mr. Sulman by Eric Jerome Dickey. Well done. For 25 years, Eric Jerome Dickey's bestsellers have made Black women feel seen and, more importantly, understood. From the iconic ladies of 1996's Sister, to the Unconventional Family in last year's The Business of Lovers, his characters and their adventures never disappoint, even when we revisit them. Losing the 59-year-old writer in January was devastating. But we are beyond blessed that his literary legacy lives on. Dickey's 29th novel, The Son of Mr. Sulman, is full of a trademark humor and vibrantly rendered characters. The book stars Pi Sulman, an adjunct professor in Dickey's native city of Memphis, while dealing with a new love, the death of his absentee father, and a colleague's falsely accusing him of sexual assault. Sulman is forced to reckon with colorism, racism, infidelity, and his own identity. With this page-turner, Dickey once again lives up to his motto, writers do. Real Love in her luscious debut, Love in Color, British Nigerian writer, and Ro Commissor Bula Babaloa updates and reimagines traditional African, Middle Eastern, and Greek stories of romance. Come for the beautiful and achingly relevant narratives centered around dynamic women in this Sunday Times bestseller. Stay for the reminder that the happiest ever after is falling in love with yourself. The next book is called Professional Troublemaker, Taking Up Space. From imposter syndrome to stage fright, fear of all kinds gets a kick out of stealing our joy. In her new book, Professional Troublemaker, the Fear Fighting Manual, Rants and Randomness Podcaster, and Side I Queen Lovey Aja Jones shares lessons learned from her grandmother, the troublemaker in chief, that helped her push past dread to stand in her power. The teachings will help readers discover the work they need to do to accomplish the big things that scare them. The next book is titled Life After Death by Sister Soldier. More than 20 years after a young Winter Santiago burst onto the scene, an author and political activist, Sister Soldier's debut blockbuster novel, The Coldest Winter Ever, the protagonist you love to hate returns for Life After Death. The engrossing sequel revisits themes of culture, sexuality, and redemption as it follows the clever and calculating Santiago, who finishes a long prison sentence only to be violently thrust into a new world she never imagined. Another book that is titled I Am a Girl from Africa, former United Nations Senior Advisor Elizabeth made a life out of uniting communities around gender equity. In her stirring memoir, I Am a Girl from Africa, the humanitarian who grew up in a small village in rural Zimbabwe recounts the day a UN aid worker rescued her from famine, and how that life-saving encounter inspired her to become a living embodiment of the saying, I am because we are. We have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.